views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Oh, welcome to Voices of Women. And now we're in our holiday season, lots of parties, there's shopping. I'm always focused on delicious food, you know, what to bring for the gatherings. But I just want to bring out that, you know, idea of having to focus on giving. We get so wrapped up in all the busyness. And so what is the precious thing to give at this time? It's our love and appreciation for those who support us in our lives and showing people that we care about them. So it's not just about buying gifts. We can get so crazy with shopping and thinking about what we should get people. Let's think about experiences you can give people and just sharing your love. And what would people around you, what would they love to receive? Probably your presence. So, and also, I just want to put out a shout out to Woman of Wisdom. You can give a gift for yourself. One way is to gift yourself to come to the conference, which is February 12th to the 16th. You could buy a weekend pass or just a particular, you know, a few events. So go to our website and check them all out, womanofwisdom.org. We are a unique conference, very experiential, very community-oriented, and we're going to talk to some people today that are part of that community. And before I do that, I just want to put a shout out for, we have a holiday party ourselves, Woman of Wisdom. If you're in the Seattle area, it's this Tuesday, December 16th. Just go to our website and look on the calendar events. It's on our homepage, womanofwisdom.org. So today my guests are Mosa Bashruska and Starfeather Marcy. And first we're going to talk to Mosa. She's an artist and a musician. And as an evolving artist, Mosa is a math magician. Her love of geometry as a girl and her decades-old love of center-focused drawings has led her through sacred geometry and recently to fractal art. And she does these amazing art. In fact, our brochure cover, our cover art for our conference was done by Mosa and is this fractal art design, and it's beautiful. She is also a musician, and she treads new ground, applying how her art informs her in the vast realm of the audible. She is a synthesizer, a student of the new paradigm, dedicated to creating food for the quickening through her art and music. And she's given a workshop on Sunday, February 15th. It's called The Flower of Life, How We Are Woven. And you can check out all her art and the things she does. Her website is Mosa, MOSAZone.com. So welcome, Mosa.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm going to start. You were a girl interested in geometry. Now, not many girls, you know, when we grew up, I was good at math too. I was in Excel. I got into the accelerated math program in junior high. But, you know, not many, is that thing of girls not liking math or being good at math, which is probably a fallacy.
I loved it.
But
I probably have a plenty of Virgo for that. But anyway, I would come home and do all my other homework. I go, now my geometry, and just reveled in it. I absolutely adored it. And, of course, got, you know, straight A's in. You know, but it has informed my art. I decided to be an artist when I was in college. I went through going to be a math major, then a Spanish major. Then it's like, no, I want to be an artist and a musician. And so geometry has always informed me from all aspects of my life, because music is geometrical as well and mathematical. And so all those things, they make a triangle of art, math, music. You know, it's been in my life. My whole life. So, and has evolved into who I am and what I'm doing now. It's still a very basic part of it.
Yeah, it's interesting how you've woven all those pieces together.
Yeah, and the most recent, relatively recent, you know, within the last decade, I'd say recent as a decade, you know, but the discovery of the flower of life, which is a symbol that has... It's 6,000 years old. The oldest one dates back 6,000 years, and it's found inscribed in temples and artifacts all over the world. And so it's something that our ancestors and, you know, the ancients and the original people on this planet, not original people, but, you know, 6,000 years ago, people knew about this. And it's like a geometric technology. It has so many different things about it. What it looks like is overlapping circles. It's a pattern of circles structured on top of each other and you know, overlapping to the same distance away. And so it creates, as where the circles overlap, it creates these sort of petals that look, that's why it's called the flower of life. And it starts with one circle in the middle, and then you overlap another one, and then you have what's called in geometry the Vesica Pisces, where it's also seen in religion, where the fish symbol, where there's a, you know, kind of a ovoid in the middle of two circles. And then from there it goes into what is called the seed of life and the egg of life. And now when you get to that point, it's mirroring the geometry of the first cell division when an embryo divides, the first eight cells, which are the stem cells that everything branches off of. So the flower of life is reflected and represented in so many parts of what we know as the three-dimensional universe. It's a very exciting study. I mean, I think I could be studying it for several more decades because there are 13 different levels of information about it. One of them being music. It's like there are informational systems that are contained in it. And this was common knowledge back in the day, 6,000 years ago. It was, you know, many cultures knew about it, used it. People probably grew up knowing about it, probably were applications to their own life with it. Leonardo da Vinci has it in his art. He knew about it. He had, you know, that famous picture of the picture of a man with arms and legs extended. That's a total sacred geometry. Merkaba comes out of the flower of life image. And I just want to say something about sacred geometry, which has come up, you know, that term has come up and up and up in our consciousness. I feel, and I heard somebody else say this, and I took it as my own, all geometry is sacred, because all of geometry, all form is based when you go way, way down into the depths of things, there's one geometry, it's called the isotropic vector matrix. And I know this is probably really heady for some people, but just know that there are forms that all structure is created out of that are basic to all of creation. And this is where geometry totally excites me, because I can look out and look at that tree and I can see a geometry, and especially a fractal geometry, which is a whole another realm of what's coming out into our consciousness. And I can see all of this reflected in nature around me. And even in the house that I'm looking at across the street, I can see, you know, geometry reflected in how that was put together. So I know I'm blabbing on and on, because you see how excited I get about it. It's a great realm of study, and it's a very exciting thing for me to be teaching to. It's an expansion of what I do teach out in the world, and it can be a hands-on teaching too, because you get to learn how to draw it.
And I was going to say how it related to art.
Yeah,
and not only, I mean, sometimes you see that kind of that geometry, like you say, the fractal art, and a lot of artists. But even in just, like you said, you know, a house and a tree, in every piece of art, you see shapes or, you know, that reflect
this. Well, it's essential.
This.
It's essential to form. It's essential to the creation of form. Geometry is the basis of form, and you can smooth geometry out. You know, you can you can, it's not just all squares, there's circles, you know, so it's all shapes and all modes of creation can be traced back to sacred geometry. It's all sacred, all of it.
And this is what they call too the flower of life.
The flower of life is a certain symbol, which is overlapping circles, which can go into infinity, but it is stopped at, I can't remember exactly how many permutations it is, but it's basically a circle is put around it, and anyone can look up on Google and put flower of life, and you'll be able to see the image. And within that image, the tree of life, the Kabbalah, and that symbol, the tree of life, that is contained within it. All the platonic solids, which are like a cube is a platonic solid where each face is the same size and each vector, each edge is the same size. So all the five platonic solids are created, are contained within it. And then this overlay onto creation with the egg of life, reflecting the embryo and how an embryo cell division, first two and then four and then eight cells. And those first eight cells are what everything in the human body develops out of.
You know, it's fascinating, all this.
It's completely fascinating. And the more I know about it, the more fascinated I'm entranced by it, honestly. I'm completely entranced by it. And this is something that's like, well, who's been keeping this secret? I mean, it's time for this to come out and people to know about this, because this is it's so essential to, our story.
Yes, we're going to come back. We'll come back to that. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Moshe Bashuska.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Moshe Bashuska. She's one of our Woman Wisdom presenters, and she's doing this going to do a very fascinating workshop at the conference called The Flower of Life. And so we were just talking about this, Mosa, and one of the things I wanted to talk about, you know, it's like you talk about this being ancient knowledge and that people just knew this, you know, it's shown 6,000 years ago and the art and everything. And maybe it's been kind of lost. We've gotten so busy, maybe it's the Industrial Revolution where we've gotten out of those kind of ancient stuff. Why is it important now for people to know about it? And what can we use it for?
Okay, why it's important now is because we are in the changing paradigm. And the changing paradigm is a shift from being so separate and detached from nature. That's what I think the Industrial Revolution has done. It has taken us away from nature and away from the natural order of things. And so what these ancient knowledge, it's so expansive, but what it can do is connect us back to the nature of all reality, which is oneness, and that everything is made of the same stuff. When you look down into, you know, when the physicist or the quantum physicist, when they're looking at that, they get down, no matter what they look at, they get down to the same thing. And vibrating at that core is a matrix that is geometric. And so if for us to have an understanding of this on the surface gives us a deeper understanding of how we're all connected to everything and everybody. And this is what the spiritual revolution has to be, that we have to understand that everything is connected. And that, and I really ascribe to what the First Nations people say, do unto seven generations, that we have to look at what happens seven generations down the road for anything that we do. And that has not happened. And we're in this big, 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 big mess on this planet. And it's continuing because people are just hell-melling down the road of, like, I got to get more money or I got to, or greed or whatever it is, that people are not looking to each other and seeing anything that they do as a reflection of everybody. You know, so like what I do outside, I do to everybody, and I do to also to myself. And so anyway, it can be a spiritual overlay. It can be as simple as, you know, looking at flowers or crop circles, or there's another study, avenue of study that Egyptian man Ibrahim Karim has done called biogeometry. And he has an application of actually changing like the electromagnetic frequency of a town, because they put the cell phone tower in the church steeple, which was a magnified place on the planet. And it made everybody in the town sick. Well, he came in with his biogeometry, geometric forms and structures, to change that energy into a beneficial energy. And that's one thing I want to tell you about the Flower of Life. When you take it as a grid and overlay it on the earth, that the places where the things come together land on sacred sites. So there's something about the essential grid of the planet, as well as all the things that are growing up out of it, and us, and how we, you know, the inside of us, the structure of ourselves. There's something that this is an overlay on. And so to have some information about this is going to broaden people's awareness of what is really going on here. Because going down and getting some, you know, shopping for Christmas and, you know, about the huge consumerism and everything that has overtaken us is not what it's really all about. I mean, it's part of it. Everything's a part of everything. But there's a consciousness has to open up to understand how we're connected, and then I think it might be a kinder planet if we all can, you know, grok some of this.
yeah, it's kind of a new, in a way, it's kind of a new element too of taking it to, maybe we do this subconsciously. We take it to this base core level that you're talking about, but having the knowledge of it, of this geometry, the sacred geometry, would enhance all the things that we do even more, you know, it would deepen things and there'd be more meaning behind it. And that's some of what's been lost is the meaning behind things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things we do.
Yes.
Remembering that. So, There's another aspect or something that you have brought up that you're going to talk about in your workshop too, but you can share here is the Genesa crystal?
Genesa crystal, yeah.
What is that?
Well, it's actually a form that was created by an agricultural geneticist in the 40s, Dr. Darrell Langham. And it's basically a, you can call it a spherical cube octahedron. So it's a geometric shape that is made out of four interwoven circles. And Buckminster Fuller, he used this in the geodesic dome. And so this is a form that it reflects all the same things as the flower of life. It's a three-dimensional thing. It mirrors the cellular structure of the embryonic organism. It is similar to living energy spirals in natural growth patterns. And it's a something that actually we're going to make one in the workshop. We're going to put one together. And it's a round. You can make it as big or as small as you want. And it's round, but it has these triangles and squares, open triangles and squares that are all, they all are the same distance apart where they cross, you know, the parts, the places where the pieces cross in it. And so it makes it a solid, equidistant, shape, and all the platonic solids fit inside there and touch different points on the inside of the shape. So it's an extension of the flower of life in 3D that we can actually see and hold and touch and look at and, you know, compare notes on
and you talk about Buckminster Fuller's, his geometric dome, and you know how there's also these kind of shapes you see people like make pyramids and like lay under them, and you know, so mm-hmm. even I'm gonna imagine these this type of crystal, if it was big enough for you to lay in, is it emitting some kind of energy? Is it creating an energetic?
It actually does. It actually emits an energy, and it can be a calming energy. It can be it can emanate intentions. It's like, you know, when you take a crystal and you can create an intention through a crystal. Crystals are generators and amplifiers. And people meditate with crystals or use quartz crystals. And the Genesa crystal is the same kind of thing. In fact, I made one out of copper strapping tape, and I took it to the Dowsers Conference down in California this past summer. And I just had it on my table as an example, and somebody came up to me, one of the Dowsers. He said, "Have you tested this yet?" And I said, "No, I haven't." And so he used his pendulum, and he tested it for me. He's like, "Wow." And it was emitting 1,100 feet. And so that was information I didn't even have. I can place an intention. I could place something inside of it, and it's about 5 inches round, the one that I have that I made. And so I've seen them in people's gardens where they're made out of copper tubing, and it becomes a protective, kind of a protective energetic protection, or however you want to intend it.
So it might keep the bad bugs away or the slugs or the
plants? It may. We'll have to see. We'll put that intention in there. Say no slugs. It's a slug-free zone. I'll bring mine over and you can check it out.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, I want to get to, because your theme of this workshop that is, you know, the flower of life and how we are woven. I mean, and you're part of the committee that creates the conference too, but it seems it fits very well with our theme, which is I Am We, Hearts Creating Community. And I'd love for you to share what that means to you, you know, being a part of the WOW community, what the importance of being in community and that I Am We, what is that?
Well, it goes back to an understanding that I had. I've always heard, we are one, we are one, we are one. And I never really understood it. But I can understand it through the quantum thought form, that quantumly speaking, when you get down to the bottom, if I go into everything, at the bottom of my cell, and I go into the bottom of your cell, and look at what's in there, it's the same stuff. And the bottom of the cell of the wood of the house is made out. If you go down into the quantum field of what everything is made out of, there's a field of possibility and energy, and they call it string theory. This is all still theories. They don't really exactly know, but it basically, it's all the same stuff. There's this field, this matrix of energy. And so I have this understanding now that I am connected to everything around me, everything. I'm connected to everything in the whole world. And also there's a hologram, the idea of the hologram, that every little piece contains the whole. And so I am connected to all of it. Now, I also have a separation. You know, I'm obviously my own body. I'm not carrying everything around, but in the whole world. But I am connected to everything. And I think energetically we're just only beginning to understand what that is in terms of another dimension of reality, another dimension of, we're so stuck in the three dimension, but with third dimensional universe in a two dimensional thinking. So what we need to move forward into is a fourth dimensional universe and being able to think 3D, being able to think in the whole, being able to think of, be able to have an understanding of how we are all connected. And if I'm doing something out there to you and I'm actually doing it to myself, I often wish for instant karma. Because like when people get a slap back and go, oh, well, maybe that's not the, you know, maybe that's not a good thing to do. You know, that if there was instant karma where you felt the snap back of what you do instantly, you know, people would maybe change some of their behaviors. But it's about an understanding that we are one. I am you with a different haircut. You know,
and that whole thing of understanding, yeah, what you do to somebody else. If you think of how would I feel if that was somebody said that to me, we might change a lot of our communication issues. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show with us today, Mosa.
You're very welcome. I've enjoyed myself immensely.
Yeah, and go check out Mosa's website, mosazone.com, and at the Woman Wisdom Workshop Sunday, February 14th, The Flower of Life, How We Are Woven. So we'll be right back.
I'm going to put a quick plug for my calendar, my 2015 calendar. Go check it out.
Okay,
only
thanks,
a few left.
We got to get to our break. Thanks. We're going to come back and talk with Starfeather.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at brendathine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's S-O-P-H-I-S-T-I-G-A-Y-T-E-D.com or call 206-420-8660.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and now I'm having another woman wisdom presenter. Starfeather Marcy is on the air, and she has been instructing people in drum making for the past 25 years, and she's a facilitator of hundreds of sacred circles, and drumming is an integral part of that in circles. She also makes these drums. They're available. If you're in Seattle, they're available at East West Bookshop and Center for Spiritual Living. And also you can custom order from her. And so you probably can find out about that from her webs, contacting her through a website at www.shimmeringpath.com. And she's going to be teaching drum making at the Woman of Wisdom on Monday, February 16th, called Drum Making and Sacred Ceremony. So welcome, Starfeather.
Oh, thank you. It's so great to be talking about drumming, my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Well, at first, let's hear about how you became interested in drum making. And, you know, a lot of times there's an aha moment or you have an experience, and I'd love for you to share that with the audience.
Okay, I'd love to. So I used to live on the East Coast and moved out here in 1990 to the West Coast, and I'd never even held a drum or seen a drum, a hand drum, till that time. But then a friend of mine lent me a drum, and we were doing some drumming, and I just felt like my heart exploded, and I just had found like a long-lost love had come home, and I realized that was the piece that had been missing in my spiritual practice. So I just immediately fell in love with drumming, and it's different than the African drum. The hand drum is you use a beater, and you're not like doing a series of rhythms. You're following your own rhythm more. And so anyway, I have a deep love for that kind of drumming. And then I do crafts. I'm a craftsy person, and I just artist. And so I wanted to learn how to make a drum. And I was very fortunate because at the time there were several different people teaching drum making in this area. And so I was took a couple different workshops and made my own drums, and I love that, except that the drums were not taught in a sacred way. They were taught more like in a workshop setting. So I realized that for me, the drum was a very special instrument. It's a spiritual tool. It's what I would call medicine. It's a medicine object, and it becomes part of your help, your guide, your part of your spiritual family. So you want to create that in a setting that really supports that whole thought process and heart connecting process. So that's what I created then, was using my own craft experience and the things that I'd learned in those other workshops and combining them with ceremony then to make a drum and have it be a very fulfilling experience and a very empowering experience. And that's how I began doing it. And then immediately, of course, I wanted to share that process with others. And the others that came were mostly all women. So
yeah,
we began making drums, and I've been at it ever since. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I know because you did the workshop at Woman Wisdom last year, and people loved it. I the pictures afterwards of seeing people with their drums, and I made a drum once at a conference down in San Francisco, and just to make your own drum and putting your energy into it is wonderful. And I know seeing pictures, even like one person in your workshop, she went home to Tucson, Arizona, and there's a picture of her, you know, kind of blessing her drum for the first time, sitting on a you know, big piece of rock and a desert and in that area is, you know, and you can just feel that energy of that. It's quite wonderful.
Right. It really is a very personal vibrational communication that you can have with the earth like that. So you're really drumming your prayers and you feel that deep connection with your own heart, your own body, and connecting into the glory of the earth. And instead of it being a head, you know, in your mind experience, it's a whole being experience. And that's one of the most beautiful ways to be with your drum. So you don't have to have a drum circle of others to enjoy your drum. You can certainly do the, you know, drumming in a very personal, prayerful way. And I know for me, I really love just playing the heartbeat, which is a very slow heartbeat rhythm. It's very calming and centering. You can use that as a meditation to just sit and be and do that heartbeat drum. It's a beautiful, beautiful healing experience to do just that.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't take any training,
Pardon me?
It doesn't take any training. It's not like you have to learn how to use a drum.
No, anybody can do that. And the other thing I wanted to say was, you know, so far as making your drum, it doesn't take any great skills there either. I know some women are really apprehensive about their ability to make something. They never had shop in school, so they may not know how to use the saw or the tools and things. And I've just developed this way that of making a drum that's very easy, and everyone comes away with a beautiful drum. And each drum is unique. You can see if you put a pile of drums together at the end, you can pick out your own drum. There's something unique that has come from your process that's in the way that it comes out every time. And so it's very empowering that way, too, is to say, wow, I made this, and this is mine, this is my tool. And then we awaken the drum and we call in this spirit of the drum that feels like that companion spirit that helps you on your journey then.
Mm-hmm. And I know, and drums are used in shamanic journeying too. It's like, even if you aren't being led, you know, by somebody experiencing a shamanic journey, you could actually probably have a spontaneous one of picking up the drum and starting a beat. And, you know, it's a meditative thing and you could, you know, create your own shamanic journey.
Shamanic journeying is a wonderful practice and that usually, you know, you can do that with a group or you can do that by yourself too, like you're saying. And it's a wonderful cleansing way to cleanse the energy. We've got so much chaos around us. So we do that journeying and it sort of really brings us totally into the center. And then we can receive guidance through that time as we move into an altered state. And drumming is absolutely healing in that way, used in that way. It's wonderful. And another great thing about it is it's fun.
I was just going to share that we have a drumming circle once a month at Woman of Wisdom. And, you know, and it's just a small, you know, it varies how many people come, but whoever comes, is, you know, they're the right people. And it's interesting to do it as a group. Everybody kind of picks up their own beat and follows in, and it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, even having off beats is fine. But one of the amazing things that I want to share that every time I do this, we just did one over in Paulsbo. We had a Mary Akeo from Omalo from Kenya that was visiting us. We took her over to Paulsbo and did a drumming circle. Mm-hmm. And I even heard it there. It's like, I hear women singing around us.
Yeah.
I hear women's voices, and it's just, and it never fails when I'm in a group. Not so much when I'm drumming alone, but when I'm in a group. And the last time was like, it wasn't just humming or a sound music. Mm. I was hearing like a choir.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I wasn't the only one. So I'll bring it up. Other people say, oh, yeah, I heard women singing too.
Well, the other thing that does happen, especially in a group like that, when you get playing and you get to a certain place of release and you connect in with, I call it that indigenous soul voice. And you might hear it, and then you might find yourself just chanting and making sounds that you wouldn't normally, or you're not trained to do, or you don't have you know, the background for that, but it's in all of us. It's in our bones. And then that sound comes out. And once you release the sound through your own throat, and it's beautiful to get all these sort of cacophony of sounds happening, and then, and it's very exciting and magical. And then that also is empowering, and it empowers the voice, so that women sometimes are intimidated by speaking out loud, speaking their opinions, standing strong in their power, and voicing that. So this drumming actually helps that. Once you really open your throat and sing out, and so you're not afraid that you're going to sing off key or you're going to sing the wrong thing or anything like that. It's just it's for fun, but it's deeper than just light play. It's deep fun, I guess you'd say. And it sounds like you've really experienced that, Chris.
Well, I'm not so one to be verbal about it. I'm hearing it from people who aren't there, you know, like the celestial choir.
Yeah.
So it's a little different. But there are times, but there are times when it spontaneously erupts, or people start feeling it in a tune and they start chanting. And whether it's words or just sounds, it's all okay. And people add to it, or they're just silent with it. However you do it. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk more with Starfeather.
Chris Stamos is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. We've been talking with Starfeather about making your own drum. So, Starfeather, first give your website and where people can find you and even, you know, find where you go around to do these drum making sacred circles and where they might purchase. I mean, I imagine there's links on your site to even buy a drum. But
okay, wonderful. Well, my website is shimmeringpath.com. And so people can always connect with me through that. I do a couple meetup groups, and those you can also find on the internet pretty easily. One is called the Edmonds Healing Energy meetup group, and the other one is called Walk in Beauty. And so at the Walk in Beauty, it's drumming our prayers, and that's one is that we are developing more and more use of drumming, getting together and drumming and having it really be a sacred event. It's a ceremony that, you know, it's a prayerful experience, and it is also a way to really connect together. And that's one of the things that I love about going to Women of Wisdom, and I always look forward to it, is the chance to meet new people, and especially women that are interested in heartful spiritual connection, you know, and it's a great group that always comes together, not just at my workshop, but at all the other fabulous things that go on there. So just to say, you know, put in a plug for that, just, you know, even people can come and hang out. And I think there's going to be a drumming, isn't there, at Women of Wisdom? Is there one evening event where there's a drum thing? Anyway.
No, not this year. Actually, we're having burlesque.
Okay.
We're having a burlesque show.
Anyway, drumming is around, and, you know, it might not be, like, real easy to find, but you could start making connections, and one of those ways is to find me on shimmeringpath.com, and you'll help find your way, and also through the Standing Stone place in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And East West Bookshop is another place that does drumming, and I'll be doing a drum making there in the spring. And so we have other ways to connect too. So it's out there, and I really encourage people to look around in their own communities or start their own drumming circle. It just takes one, and then two, and then three. And I love to travel too. I'm going to be traveling to back east to Cape Cod, and wanting to do a drum making class there, ceremony. Back there also in the spring. So it's around and available for people. So please try to connect with drumming. It's a fabulous thing.
Yeah, and it's good you mentioned Cape Cod, because the radio show WBLQ originates in Rhode Island. It's very close to Cape Cod, because I was there a couple years ago. And so some of the people listening to the show, that's in your area. So check out when Starfeather is coming in the spring, if you're interested in having your own drum. And one of the things you mentioned, it, you know, a lot of women are in these drum circles. And is there a connection with that? I mean, it used to be in some cultures, women didn't drum and it was the men that drummed. And there's a movement of women taking back the drum too.
Yeah. Well, I think for me, you know, I just have this vision of a woman really standing in her power, and she's standing there with 2 feet planted on the earth, and she's not holding up a sword, she's holding up a drum, and she's there saying, I'm going to sing my song, I'm going to teach these songs of the earth to my children. So there's that whole other aspect of that we haven't really talked about, and that's these old women's songs that have just been shared and passed down and created. And we all know women, you know, especially connected with Women of Wisdom, who write their own songs. And so it's not just traditional songs that are sung from the Native American culture, which, of course, use their drum in ceremonies and with song. It's also this women's movement. It's part of the movement of bringing our voice back and bringing our love for the earth back and sharing that and with each other through song. It's a very beautiful experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And and in taking that further into, because you also do healing work and a leader of sacred circles. So let's talk a little bit more about sacred circles.
Sacred circles is a way to be together, sitting in a circle, so that there's a unity around that. And there's a sense that every person's voice is important and part of the story. So we often pass a talking stick, which is a way to speak where one person speaks at a time and everyone listens to what that person has to say. It's a way of sharing and really being listened to, and also then really listening when it's not your turn to speak, to really being attentive and paying attention to what someone else is saying without interrupting and without offering advice. It's being present to someone. And we go around the circle, and just amazing sharing that way. Things are taught to one another through our own experiences, our life experiences, and it develops a bond. If you sit in circle with someone like that and you open that with a prayer and gratitude for life itself, and you sit in circles sharing around that way, you spend some time drumming and singing together, and you close with a circle prayer where everyone participates. It's not somebody praying for you, but you, each person, adding their own voice to that or their own heart to that to create the whole experience. And then a bond develops, amongst the people in that circle. So that, like, I have been doing circles for a very long time, and some of the women that I sat in circle with, 15 years ago, who I might not see for a really long time, and then when I meet them, it's just like finding we call each other circle sisters, because it's like that. It's finding a relative. You have a heart connection that lasts a lifetime. It's a beautiful bond, and it's very personal, because we've shared our heart truth with one another, and been accepted. That piece of whatever we share of ourselves is fully seen and accepted by others.
Yeah, and it's so needed. People are so looking for that, that place where you can be witnessed, be heard, validated, for what you do, and you're right about, it's not a place to go to be fixed or to help others be fixed. It's really a place to be listened to. And so, for people who are in other parts of the country, you can search. There are circles all over the place. And you can create your own. Just, invite two friends. Three people makes a circle. Even two makes a circle. But three is a little better. Four or five, it doesn't have to be large groups. Sometimes it's great if it's not a large group. Well, anyway, that's great. And so I want to thank you so much for being on the show today, Starfeather.
Thank you.
Yeah. And
pleasure.
Everybody check out her website, shimmeringpath.com, and also the Women of Wisdom website, www.womenofwisdom.org. Starfeather has her ceremonial workshop and drum making. It's Monday, February 16th. Very reasonable price for actually making a drum, your own drum. It's not an it's not an inexpensive thing to do, and even to buy your own, to buy one in a store is not. So this is a great way to have your own. So just to remind everybody, check out, we've got our three featured guests have their early bird pricing through December 31st, so please check that out. Jean Shinoda Bolan, author of Goddesses in Every Woman. She's been around, she was at WOW the first time 20 years ago, and she's coming back, and she has a new book out, Artemis, The Indomitable Spirit in Every Woman, and it's about the social activism part of women that we are so need of now, and women are stepping up at that. Also, two other women that I've interviewed on the show that are healers. Patty Conklin is doing a two-day intensive, and you'll get a certificate of training on her color and tone healing system. And also Penny Pierce, who's the author of Frequency and Leap of Perception, is giving one on Change Your Frequency. And they both have workshops. You can sign up for an early bird price by December 31st. So I want everybody to really look into that and think about coming to Seattle. It's a great place to be in February. And also, it's holiday time. If you want to give an inspirational book, and love giving books to people, check out the Woman of Wisdom book. I created it with contributions from many, many people who've been part of WOW, some of our speakers, all sharing their viewpoints, their the way they live their life in the divine feminine. And it's Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And you can find that, of course, on Amazon, but you can also find it on our website, which actually helps support Women Wisdom a little bit more than Amazon does. And that, just go look at our product page on womenofwisdom.org. And I'd love for you to check out my website, chrysalisleadership.com, and see what I'm up to. And I'm willing, just like Starfeather travels around, willing to go do circle trainings and other kinds of leadership work around the country. So you can contact me through chrysalisleadership.com. So I hope everybody has a great weekend and in the holiday spirit, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Get Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.